Greetings, welcome to eCity Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. We're on again. We're on Rumble, eCity Stargate TV, VMO, X. God, we're on everything. So, you know, it's easy to find us. Just type in eCity Stargate TV, and you'll come up, or As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. But the a lot going on. You know, I always ask people, so how's 2024 going so far? You know, personally, I've had my butt kicked, but there's, you know, all of the adversity and backstabbing and theft and challenges over the past with eSETI that I've had to go through were all came up. It's I thought I'd done with all that stuff, and it all came up to forgive and release. And, you know, a lot of people think spiritual communities are all love and light, and they're not, you know. Especially on a vortex where everything comes up and keeps coming up. It seems a never ending process. So, and then I just got that killer flu too, which I finally kicked. Thank God for ivermectin. But the, might have been tied into the process I was going through, who knows. But the, there's a lot of that going around. So I'd really get your immune systems up and cleared up, because who knows what the next round's going to be. The solar flares have been on rapid fire, and the Schumann resonance is off the scale for days. It sounds like a broken record. But and now what happens at eSETI with this energy is happening on the entire planet. It's like the whole planet is going through this face your shadow side time, you know, and everything that was hidden. You know, I tell people, I had no idea it was this bad. And I go, it's always been that bad. Now you're getting to see it. It's all being uncovered. So it's all being revealed right now. And we're in that process. So, and we also, too, on top of that, we had some serious damage to eSETI due to winter freeze and broken pipes and roof damage and et cetera. So, you know, I hit that point where you just say, fuck it. You know, I went off this planet. That was where I was at. You know, it's a madhouse. I'm out of here, you know, and I think you have to get to that point when you can finally just let everything go. That's all you can do. You just go, okay, I'm done, you know, and let everything go, and then connect back in again. So, and I think I'm through it. I found my center again, and we all knew this was coming. So we didn't know how tense it would be. And I can't imagine those unaware of what's happening without the tools to clear themselves, and those in denial of their shadow side are handling these energies. Most are projecting, blaming, acting out, fully engrossed in the end time madness. And it makes one want to be a hermit through these times. But anyway, I'm back to watching the show unfolding with loving detachment. And, you know, that's the only way I can do these news segments, you know, with loving detachment and humor. So, you know, here it goes. Anyway, so observing the pure insanity unfold in the House and Senate hearings makes one think we're being governed by the criminally insane. As I said earlier, it looks like Gotham City, with the usual cast of evil villains lying, deceiving, stealing, using American people's hard-earned tax dollars like their own personal bank accounts. And many politicians have gotten filthy rich off the plagues and the wars and the insider training. And much of the old guard are leaving politics as billionaires. And you know, we need to really take a look at that. You know, their moral compass then has no direction, and their integrity levels are at rock bottom. So, you know, a lot of that's being exposed. I'm seeing right now a lot of the people that were trying to run for president are being exposed big time right now. So everything's coming up. So anyway, a lot of them leave politics and take a lucrative position up in the war industry. And Big Pharma as a reward for protecting them and voting on their behalf. And so this is what is referred to as the swamp, which seems entitled to the ill-gotten gain. And how dare you question them? You know, these swamp creatures who govern us are now displaying forms of mental illness, extreme narcissism, denial, cognitive dissonance, the old rules for thee, not for me, blatantly abusing power of every agency to continue their reign of graft and deception. Accusing others of what themselves are doing is a classic Marxist tactic, and that's just going on off the scale, basically. And they use the Justice Department to take out their enemies, anyone speaking the truth and exposing their lies and deceptions and actions. So I'm praying this is all a show. There's some higher force in charge and the masks come off, because what's being played out is a sanitarium soap opera. And I do have to give credit to Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Chip Roy and Lauren Bobert and Robert Kennedy and Ted Cruz, Josh Haley, Anna Luna, Ron Paul, Ron Johnson, James Comer, a whole bunch of them. I can't name them all, but there's so many of them that are holding many compromised Dems and rhinos' feet to the fire, and they're just calling them out right in public, right to their face, which needs to happen. I think we all need to do that right now. And here's a news flash for the corrupt politicians. Nobody likes a liar. The majority of the people are on to you, and you might as well quit while you're ahead. There's several Democrats that do nothing other than run interference on these investigations, make noble gestures about integrity when the people they're defending are morally and integrally bankrupt. Some sit with their coloring books through the entire session, making speeches written by someone else with no knowledge of what they're talking about. Lying to Congress is a felony, where Congress lying is a profession. And the Schumers, the Schiffs, the Pelosis, the Nadlers, the Smallwells, the Durbins, the Goldmans, the Grahams, all these people, the squad, several others, truth has fled the host a long time ago. And they just continue to run interference, and they don't have anything to add. And they don't have any questions. They just run interference and try to shame you into asking these questions. So, imagine listening to these people when you're telepathic and you possess direct knowing from the source. They might as well glue a couple horns to their heads, because you see exactly what they're doing. So anyway, humanity is ascending. The deceptive tactics are failing, and the world is seeing these people for who they are and what they are and what they've done, basically. So there's no more hiding behind narcissism, the false image of yourself, the fake news media portrays. No rock is going to be left unturned. The iniquities will shatter from the rooftops, and the ill-gotten gain will return to whom it was taken from. And that's universal law. So karma, action, reaction, whatever you want to call it, is being amplified and accelerated. And the swamp's worst enemy is themselves and their past. This is big, what's coming in. The frequency, no man can stop this, or woman, that it's massive. So I was saying, imagine if you were an advanced race of aliens watching all this, and the report would be, "Sir, they're not ready. Beam me up quickly, please." Some of their leaders are evil personified. They're toxic. I need a shower and some debriefing. It's really that bad. Maybe beam up Jim Jordan or Marjorie Greene for the briefing. I have a headache. And don't blink their minds out. It'd be good for them to remember. If I had my way, I'd beam up quite a few of them, making it clear everything is being observed on high. And you can imagine. I can imagine beaming one of these guys up in the midst of a bunch of 10-foot tall light beings. Just see the look on their face, like, whoops. And then watch them try to squirm out of it, So anyway, we're all going to have our light review in the end, and I know mine's going to be a good one. But should put people's light reviews on Netflix. That'd be hilarious. All right, so now the news. Now this is crazy. This is so crazy. It is. It's almost funny. It's so crazy. So this is, according to the experts, homegrown organic food is bad for the environment, with five times more the carbon footprint. So the only carbon footprint they want to eliminate is yours and everything above it. So geoengineered foods, fake meat, processed foods full of toxins and carcinogens, high levels of glyphosate will definitely reduce your carbon footprint and anything else that eats them. So we need the names of these WF experts. I can't believe these people are putting this stuff out. And I guess some people believe it. I don't know. So we covered the failure of the electric cars without fuelless energy generators, and the memes are flying now. So I like the one that stated 95% of all electric cars are still on the road. The other 5% made it all the way home. If your electric car runs out of power on the interstate, do you go to a charging station and get a can of electricity. It's like with the solar flares, the CMEs, the ever increasing demand, cyber attacks, severe weather, the grid will not be reliable. So if you own an electric car, get some good hiking shoes. You're going to need them. There are solutions. I've talked before about these solutions. We do have these fuelless energy generators. I've held them in my hand. I've seen several of them. They're very small, they're very compact, and they'll provide all the power you need. You don't need batteries for these. So you might need one little battery to for the initial startup, and that's it. Anyway, Karine Jean-Pierre, White House correspondent, showed up wearing the same outfit as Captain Kangaroo. And totally appropriate. I couldn't believe it. She might as well wear a clown suit anyway for her disinformation spin act, because it's, in a stunning revelation, Karine declared President Biden has been taking the unvetted invasion at the border very seriously, when in truth, he rolled out 94 executive orders opening the once secure border, rolling out the red carpet for probably over 13 million aliens right now. Schools, airports, malls, other facilities are being taken over by illegal aliens. Even Democratic-run sanctuary cities are having to deport them. Meanwhile, crime is through the roof, rapes, carjackings, and now many of these guys are joining the mass looting. So it's getting a little crazy. So if I were a betting man, I would bet those 94 executive orders to cancel Trump's border regulations, which were drawn up by the cartels. Excuse me. In Biden's last statement, he said they need to give him the power and the money to stop the invasion he created. He's always had the power and to rescind his previous executive orders, restore Trump's policies, which gave us the most secure border in decades. Biden also took the money out of the funds to finish the wall, excuse me, selling the materials at pennies on the dollar, then blamed everything on Trump. This is mental illness personified, which seems to be epidemic in the Democratic Party. Biden's last statement, in order to capitalize on the recent deaths of the soldiers, was he lost his son in Iraq. No, Joe, he died of brain cancer. And note to your handlers, you might want to keep reminding them of that. Anyway, people ask, why are you so anti-democratic? My answer is I'm not anti-democratic. I'm anti what the Democrats and liberals have become. My dad was a Democrat. He was not in this. He was not the same after Kennedy was shot. Neither was the Democratic Party. They have become Marxist globalist puppets, in general, general puppets in a take down America plan. So it's time for the good Democrats to rise up and call them out. Do what's good for the American people, not, the wayward party, basically. And it's gone totally wayward. Here's a good one. Just in the USN. The UN has been caught funding the illegal caravans with camps, transportation, and debit cards, using over 200 NGOs, making the passage easier to get to the US. Guess where they got the money? You, the taxpayers. Many of their subsidiaries funded by the UN have been found to have direct ties with Hamas, supporting the funding of Hamas. Maybe Trump knew something when he stopped funding the UN. And Biden reinstated all that funding, allowing the caravans and camps and transportation and debit cards to continue. So, whenever you say, just ignore it. Whenever they say we're working on the border, because they're working on having no border, basically. The UN's new budget is, I think, 1.5 billion to continue with the invasion. So countries like Venezuela are emptying their jails and mental institutions into these caravans. According to the Washington Examiner, 860,000 unvetted gotaways crossed the border in 2023. And they want to take away our guns because, we don't need them. They're doing such a great job of protecting us. Why should we need our guns? It's like, math, consequence, morally, integrity challenged Democrats who seem to hate America are still pushing for open borders. This begs the question, in whose, back pocket are they? I don't think the plaque under the Statue of Liberty said, "Give us your murderers, rapists, and criminally insane." Globally, farmers have had enough of the UN, the WEF, and their puppet politicians, which have been shutting down their farms. They're tearing up highways, isolating them, forcing them to do without. It's just a matter of time before the people rise up and take their countries back. So go farmers, no food. It's really simple. And they want a food shortage. And what they really want is a whole lot of people off the planet, basically. So we could probably need a little levity after that one. So I thought I'd bring some funny memes in that I was looking at. There's a woman interviewed claimed that Biden and Kamala were sent by God. My question is, why did he run out of locusts? And then, by the way, according to Native Americans, 15-minute smart cities are reservations for whiteies. That's a pretty good one. Once you've said, if you don't believe the government used plagues on their own people, I have some blankets for you. I think that's a good one. Another meme said, bats and pangolins filed a class action suit against Fauci, NIH, and the CDC for defamation of character due to accusations that they were responsible for the COVID-19 outbreak. Another meme is another good one. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren said, "Yes, Democrats created the open border, but Trump has cheered it on, so it's his fault." She really did say that. It's TDS at its best. This is getting we've crossed the mental illness threshold way a long time ago. She should run for president again, make it easy for Trump. But anyway, Joe Biden will be in three states today for his presidential campaign: the state of unconsciousness, semi-consciousness, and confused. So, yeah, that's pretty much a given there. He's going to be that's the state he's in all the time. Rumor has it Biden is out. The insiders are saying he's in rapid decline, and they're having talks with Michelle Obama, who has responded with an emphatic no so far. Some say she will step into the race in June. They already perpetuated one fraud with two terms on the American people. Look up Joan Rivers' statement before she mysteriously died. She said America's already had a queen, a gay president, and his gay lover posing as his wife. Tucker Carlson also covered this. He should get a Purple Heart on that one. And all the other work he's doing. Everyone is afraid to say it. I wonder if Obama's cook knew too much, saw something he wasn't supposed to see. Anyway, allegedly he was writing a book, which also mysteriously vanished. A lot of crazy. There's a meme with Obama calling an order on Hillary's suicide hotline. That was a good one. Makes one think. When asked what is in your wallet, Michelle Obama would say, the race card, LGBTQ card, Trump is a misogynistic tyrant, racist card, Russian collusion card, the fake pee tapes, the latest sex trial with some creepy old chick with a cat named Vagina who thinks rape is sexy. That never happened. I mean, that's pretty much what they're going to pull out of their card, which is, it doesn't matter if you win your cases, if you're exonerated, it doesn't matter. They just keep playing these cards over and over again. Ridiculous cards. Anyway, here's another good one. BLM protesters who participated in the 2020 riots will receive $10 million from Seattle, while nonviolent January 6 protesters have no rights, get fines, and jail time. If you burn down a city, we pay you. Protest election fraud, we jail you. Welcome to America. Give those illegal aliens a torch. There's money to be made. The destiny of sanctuary cities like Seattle and Portland and San Fran and Chicago and New York, where injustice is law and the police are extremely outnumbered and demonized, doesn't look good. Those left will be taxed into poverty. There's no way they can keep this up. And by the way, BLM and Antifa have already got paid by Soros. So they actually rioted in front of some of Soros' own buildings because they didn't get their checks on time. A lot of people don't know about that one. But Here's another one. 11 people were indicted for peacefully protesting at an abortion clinic in Tennessee, praying and singing. Six were found guilty and could end up serving, 10.5 years with a $260,000 fine. So I say skip the lawyers. All they needed was a BLM t-shirt and an Antifa headdress. And then they could have tossed a couple Molotov cocktails and got off scot-free with a bonus. That's how our system works nowadays. Here's a good one. Allegedly, according to G-Man, Freedom of Information Act requests show a dozen phone calls between the cell phone of Ray Epps, a major orchestrator of storming the Capitol, and then Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, leading up to the January 6th, riots. It makes you go, it's a common topic in Congress right now concerning ghost buses, FBI agents, shields dressed as MAGA to derail the real insurrection, which was the stolen election. They had Antifa guys dressed up as MAGA, everything. It was pretty much a setup anyway. But there's also the question is why did Pelosi deny the National Guard ordered by Trump, and why was Pelosi's daughter there with a film crew to capture the event and make a movie? Would the National Guard interfere in their movie? Of course, this was all fact-checked and found to be false by the same fact-checkers who claim Biden is spry as a kitten, passed all cognitive tests, and has no challenge with time, location, stairs, or exits. According to CNN, he is so brilliant he makes up new words most can't even pronounce. His only problem is brain freeze from eating ice cream too fast. So they'll come up with an excuse for anything. It's just crazy. Another big one in the news. This is just in. New York police were attacked, kicked, beaten by illegal aliens when they asked them to not block the sidewalk and move on. Those arrested are already out of jail, no bail, no consequences, no remorse, giving the finger to the press, and so it begins. And I don't know about you, but my empathy just went out the window on that one after watching that. Florida National Guard has joined the patrol of the Texas border with a few friends that will end the river crossing once and for all. Just a heads up, beware of a setup there. Another January 6th event to eliminate or incarcerate a lot of patriots. So if you drive up and down the border, gates are open and illegal aliens can come and go, except for Eagle Pass, which makes one question if, something else is going on. Anyway, so heads up, just pay attention. I know just a few alligators with trackers would take care of the river problem, and you could always remove them later. Lots of bull sharks in Florida rivers. You could even throw in a few props, like dun 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 dun, dun going up the river. That might put an end to it. National Weather Service has issued flood warnings for the entire San Francisco Bay Area due to another atmospheric river storm. Looks like it's back in the water for the illegal aliens. Watch out for floating baby roofs and syringes. They should have one of those color-coded warning signs, concerning feces and syringe levels along the beaches and rivers. Cori Bush is now under federal investigation for abusing federal protection money. Allegedly, Cori spent $60,000 on her boyfriend, who is now her husband, for protection. She spent $750,000 for private security. She's part of the squad wanting to defund the police. So, wait a second. Didn't Fannie do the exact same thing? What's up with these people? These days that are after Trump are like an Aretha Franklin song. What you want, baby, I got it. Take all my money, baby, I got it. It's just like, I think that's their theme song. I love the oldies. So, no disrespect to Aretha. She's great. Zuckerberg was called out in Congress for damages to one in three teenage girls, according to his own data. A senior Meta executive found girls between the ages of 13 and 15 years old. 37% of the girls were exposed to nudity. There was also sexual advances and self-harm videos. So anyway, Instagram allegedly, according to Wall Street, was connecting pedophiles and child porn and sexual abuse sites actually run by some underage children themselves. So they can't seem to censor this. They can't get this under control, but they can sure censor the hell out of us for mentioning the Biden laptop info, election fraud, vaccine damages, bribes, the hostile foreign bribes from hostile foreign countries, pedophilia, etc. Type in vaccination adverse effects, bam, you're gone. Post that one. YouTube's the worst. They're the worst censors of free speech. We can't even do our shows anymore on YouTube. So we need to look into these guys. They have to, their protection has to go down because they can't keep interfering in free speech like they are. Here's the latest loony left move. It's in Connecticut. They passed a law making it mandatory for tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms. They were aghast when the boys ripped them off the wall. What the hell did they expect? They dishonored the sanctity of the men's room. There's no other pronoun on the door. So why not put condoms in the women's bathrooms? Actually, that makes more sense. Most teenage boys are pretty irresponsible in that matter. I should not give them the idea because they're going to do it. And they're probably going to start adding pronouns. There's going to be 56 pronouns on the bathroom doors next week. There's only three sexes, men, women, and an occasional, very rare hermaphrodite. It's called Biology 101. And we need to stick to that. The last thing I want to mention is the lawfare against Trump. I mean, this is beyond insane. It's so unfair, but it is exposing these people for who they are. So the left are bragging about how Trump will be broke, when they're done with him. And I don't see him paying a penny on any of these kangaroo court cases other than his own legal expenses, which hopefully he and his attorneys can recapture. I see it as campaign advertising. Every time they indict him, his numbers skyrocket. So they're actually campaigning for him. They're funding his campaign. And any person with half a brain can see what the Dems are doing. And most people are angry about the election interference and having choices removed. So it's not working, folks. You might want to drop this program. And I see in the past, I do see in the in as in the past, a lot of these incestuous DAs, judges, and Democratic funders of this charade being exposed. All their dirty laundry is coming out, and some will end up being disbarred, jailed, or have the verdict turned around, owing Trump as much or more than they tried to extort from him. And look where others who sued and backstabbed Trump in the past ended up. It's not a good career move, basically. Anyway, the latest rape case has no merit, just as the Russian hoax, collusion hoax, P-tape hoax, et cetera, hoax, hoax, hoax. It's like, there's no evidence. The accuser, E. Jean Carroll, named her cat vagina and said repeatedly, "Rape is sexy." So, all this began from her promoting her new book and trying to get attention. So here's the kicker: she can't remember when her alleged rape happened. There's no video or staff as witnesses in a busy department store verifying her claims. She was claiming to have the dress with evidence, yet the dress was not even made until 2 years after her claims. And mysteriously, she could not come up with it. So how can you prove you were somewhere else when she can't even remember when it happened? And in anything other than an extremely biased court, this would have been thrown out immediately. The lawyer for the plaintiff is a Biden lawyer, and she worked at the same firm together with a judge who was her mentor. It's all one big happy family, so probably incestuous family. The funder for the case is a billionaire, Reid Hoffman, an extreme left Democrat funder. And this is just a total conflict of interest all the way down the line. So, it's all going to come out. No matter how this, it's all going to be seen for what it is. And it gets even better. The lawyer filing to take Trump off the ballot in many states is now in jail for tax fraud, kickbacks, etc. So, making my previous points, these guys that go after Trump, they have their run. Next thing they even run for president. Next thing they're in jail. So anyway, the fake news is pushing all these false narratives along with politicians, which is exposing them for being the morally integrity challenged cat turds that they are. Here's a good one. Rachel Maddow was bubbling over with glee while interviewing the plaintiff, while they talked about what they were going to do with all the money, lavish shopping sprees, vacations, etc. Nothing to assist abused women or women's rights. So don't quit your day job, girls. It's all fraud and you'll never see the cash. You might get a lovely new orange suit and a free trip to an island. This time it won't be Epstein Island, it'll be another one. Anyway, the last thing I want you to ponder is, if there is no God, then there's no need to be an atheist. You can't be an atheist unless there's a God. So if you don't believe in Satan, your government sure does. So anyway, that's it. And check out all the ceremonies your politicians are engaging in. That'll cover that. So we're ready for some Q&A. We've got some time here. We can get through a few Q&As, and Kathy's here, and she's going to give us the questions.
Hi, James. Thank you for all you are doing for humanity. Could you please talk about Hyperborea? Who were the beings establishing it? What ET race? And when was it, before or after the Atlantis War with Lemuria? Lemuria. Thank you.
Yeah, the Hyperboreans were a race. From my understanding, they're kind of tall, and they're supposed to be the ones in Shasta, underneath Shasta at one time. Shasta has been kind of evacuated right now. That group's not there anymore, but they went to other whole strongholds. But I'm not sure when they got here. I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to look into that. But they've been here a really long time, and they're very advanced. They can phase in and out, and very spiritual. I experienced one in Shasta a long time ago when I was in Shasta, and I was with a group, and I was up meditating on the mountain, and I looked down and I see this beautiful woman in white, like a white flowing gown, and she's walking across, and our group was down sitting on a picnic bench having lunch, and I was having such a good meditation I didn't want to leave. So I was observing this, and I was with another person not too far away from me named Rhea, and we were looking down, and we see this woman walking down towards the picnic bench, down a little trail, and she walked right up to the bench and turned around. She held her hands out like she was blessing the group at the picnic bench. And I go, wow, I wonder what's going on there. So I tried to hurry to get down there to find out what was going on, who this person was, because she looked just angelic and beautiful. And then she walked behind a rock, a large rock. She walked behind this rock and never came out the other side and just disappeared. And so it was that group. It was one of them. And that, now the weirdest thing is, we went down there and we asked the group, hey, who is that woman? Nobody saw her. Not one person saw her. We're the two of us on top are the only ones that saw her. So that was pretty
That's
interesting.
cool. You don't know if they were here before or after the Atlantis, the war with them.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think they're connected to that somehow.
All right. Can domestic cats perceive 4D or higher? Are they aware if they knew us previously?
According to experts, reindeer can see 5D, so ultraviolet. Cats definitely. Dogs too. Most animals can see into 4D. They're good little Geiger counters. You just pay attention. Start looking at something, they'll start meowing, or if they get upset at something, it might not be a positive energy. But your dogs and your cats will catch any kind of non-physical activity, like 4D activity in your house.
They're so healing too, the
Yeah.
resonance of their hum, of
Yeah,
their purr.
their hum and the all that.
When you said that you can tell when aliens are around because they smell like poop, is it human poop or what? Like cat poop or dog poop?
They excrete through their skin, so they don't go to the bathroom like we do. So And I don't even know what they eat, if they do eat at all, but they must eat something. But I heard from people on the inside that they love ice cream or something. They like strawberry ice cream better than
What?
yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. But they do smell. The reptilians usually smell too, differently. But I start smelling like poopy diapers. That's the best way I can explain them.
But worse,
Yeah,
like
worse.
sick, like a sickening.
Yeah, something kind of like a uriny poopy diaper.
Yeah,
I
it's
that's the way I can
gross.
explain it. Because all of a sudden we'll smell and we go, oh crap, we gotta clear this out. And things start going wrong, your equipment goes wrong, start getting headaches because they don't align with our consciousness. And so you have to do clearance. And that's on the website on how to clear them. It's in the books as well.
I watched the Anunnaki movie based on Sitchin's work, and it talks about all the different names for the same beings. Are there other names or incarnations for Mary and Enha?
Supposedly I've heard different stories about that. I think Inha was also Poseidon, and because these guys lived forever, and so they,
Enha or Inki?
no, Enki,
Okay.
sorry, Enki. Enki was Inha was another one. She's still around. Enki was Poseidon, and I'm pretty sure Enlil was Zeus. And because they're natures, they're once one was a defeated warrior. Enlil was a defeated warrior. He was really wanted the experiment to end. He wanted to get rid of humanity. He thought we were loud and noisy and smelly. And Enki wanted us to continue to evolve, and he kept upgrading our DNA and wanted us to reach our highest potential. And a lot of the hybrids actually went with them back on the ships, because when they started asking the right questions and were interested in what was going on, then they brought them aboard. I had a past life as a hybrid, so I remember that clearly. That the problem with the hybrids is they were given this a very advanced DNA, and they were still in service mode, and so they were in awe of the gods. But that being in awe and that service to others and service mode actually opened them up to even more energy, higher consciousness and energy. And so they were going beyond like Enlil and his group. They were evolving, and they're perceived to be a threat. And so that's why you wanted to get rid of them all, because make them look bad. They still had egos back then.
Do you think that there's another name for Mary? I've never heard that question before.
Marion,
Or Mary, like we met him.
Mary, Marion. I'm not sure about that stuff, because I'm not sure about Sitchin's work for sure. I mean,
Yeah.
that's been like kind of messed up. He was like with the Rockefellers, he was tight with them. So that I've heard the stories about that, but I'm not sure. You really think about, like, there aren't Buffalo Calf Woman is another expression of Mary. And so they had many lifetimes. I'm sure she has an Anunnaki name as well, or something like that, or Lyrian name.
What is the best way to repair fissures in one's auric field? I have had Kirlian photography performed and know where the fissure is. Is this process a matter of clearing past karma, energy work, new age metaphysical modalities, meditation, yoga, Qigong, or a combination of all these? He's trying to hone on in for the best approach for him.
A lot of them work, all of them work, but I found out the best way to do it, intent is 9/10 of the law. And so you hook that intent up to your higher self, and connecting with your God self, your Christ self, your I am, there's all different levels of yourself. If you know who your main teacher and guide is, you can plug into that, do a clearing, and then connect with your main teacher and guide, or on up. And then ask them to clear it. I mean, to them, it's like never happened. They just gone. That's the best way.
Do you have any information about the Panti? It's spelled PNTI. Have you ever heard of them?
The Pinti or Ponti, I
Well,
think.
this person says it's pronounced Ponti.
Ponti.
I've never heard of them.
I haven't, no. Doesn't mean they don't exist. I mean, we have had so many beings come in, and a lot of inner earth beings, and beings from dimensions and planets nobody even knows exists. I mean, they haven't, we don't have any reference points for it. So there's so many beings out there that,
Right.
we started to catalog a lot of it. We should put that out someday.
If you had to vacate Ysetti Ranch knowing you couldn't come back for 10 years, what state other than Hawaii and Alaska would you move to?
Boy, it's funny that you're
That's
asking that question
a
now because I was just like, oh, I'm
good
done.
question.
So,
Gosh.
wow. Other than what state?
What
It
state
has to
do
be an American
it has to,
state.
yeah, other than Alaska or Hawaii? That's a good question, huh?
I'd say, I like Sedona. I was raised in the desert, and I do like the, so probably maybe Arizona.
I think I'd go to
A lot
Montana.
of problems there. Montana, I have my nieces and nephews and all there, their kids and everything in Montana.
I would just think go where the least amount of people
Yeah, Montana would be
is.
good. I've done cold for so long.
Not
I just,
true.
yeah. I want a warm place. I think my dream place would be God, I hate to sound, I don't want to sound like an Epstein, but have my own island,
Right.
And then you can choose, and run it according to universal law, and then there's a thing, three strikes and you're off the island. And people have to live in harmony with each other in the island and be kind to each other. That would be the main
You have your own, yeah,
have my
that would
own
be
little
perfect.
boat and my own little
Gilliland's
inlet,
Island.
Gilliland's Island. I think that would be ultimate for me.
Yeah.
And then I'd hook up so I could just still do the show. I'd get like a Starlink setup out there.
That would be nice. I read a lot of references that we will have 1,000 years of peace after the event. Why only 1,000 and not forever? Is this reference just to planet Earth or the universe? I've heard that too.
I think at 1001 the planet explodes. So no, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. I think they just use that as a number. I think 1,000 years, just a long time of peace. I mean, once you get into unity consciousness and you go on to 5D or whatever, I don't know what's going to end that problem other than descending into 6D, I think like they use the 144,000. They use a lot of these numbers are just, they're really talking about an event or something else, and everybody keeps adding these numbers into their talks to give them credibility. But
How many people actually experience a Kundalini awakening without intent?
I think it happens a lot.
It happened to me,
Yeah.
and I didn't know what was
You
happening.
know, I tell you what, this is going to be bizarre, but I've seen people just walk by me and go down, and they, like, I have to jump up and grab them and catch them, so they don't hurt themselves. And they'll go out and they'll have like an NDE. It's really weird. And they call it, there's different names for it. It's like a white light experience or a shift. It's when your soul comes in and your ego kind of gets shoved aside. It's kind of interesting. I've seen that happen a lot. I've seen a lot of people go off that way. When you get into a group that's a very high frequency group, a lot of times it's easy to happen. I know some people that are really high frequency. We get together when somebody comes in, and the Babaji will come in or some other master, and then you watch them. They utilize our collective energy to have this person go through a huge awakening or a Kundalini experience. So, in our self-mastery classes, a lot of people just have spontaneous Kundalini experiences. So I'd say a lot, but
Got to.
there was their intent. They set their intent
Right.
to have that happen.
Do we have pre-drawn up contacts or co contracts before we incarnate with negative beings to have experiences in order for our soul's evolution?
That's interesting. And definitely we made agreements, and we have contracts, and we have unfinished business to finish with people. And sometimes with these people, it's just you didn't set good enough boundaries last time, or you didn't you didn't stand up for yourself or things like that, and they keep reoccurring until you do. A lot of that's to empower you, to step up to the plate, and just say enough's enough. But a lot of agreements were made before we came in. A lot of us made these agreements from a very high level, and so we go, oh, I can do that, no problem. Alcoholic father, psycho mother, no problem, I can get through that, and then I'll get on with my mission. You have no idea what it's like once you come in, and you got to get back to that consciousness that made that choice. When you get back to that original consciousness, all this falls away, and you, wow, this isn't who I am. All these wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions aren't who I am, and then you can transcend it.
Do you have any insight into the crystals of Arkansas having the memories of Atlantis programmed into them?
Yeah, I know. Crystals, I mean, whoever was playing with those crystals or whoever was around those crystals pick up energy and programming. So they could be.
Are those the ones like you have? Are those,
No,
no?
no. I have some crystals that came from space, but nobody knows what they are. They're like, and you hold on to them and you start buzzing. You go, whoa. I think it was a crystalline ship with two parts to it. So it's kind of interesting. But one's a really dark crystal, but you can see through it, and the other one's green. And it's like the one you hold in your left hand and you really plug in, and the right one grounds you. So it's kind of polarized.
If when we die, our souls can go to any location and civilization, why do they say we just have one or maybe two star families?
Well, that's when we do our counseling, where we find people with 5 or 6 star families, and they may even have more. It depends on the person, and the ones they're going to talk about are the ones that will help you now in this life to get through. A lot of times there could be even more that they don't bring up when we do the counseling work. But some of us have been all over the. Let's say if you had a past life as an Andromedan, and you're one of these 8 to 10 foot tall light beings, the other stuff doesn't really matter. I mean, that's where you're going to pull from. That's where you want to plug into, or some 17 foot tall lion being, in the seventh dimension. But, like I know my past lives, I've had a lot of past lives in the Orion system and the Pleiades system and the Sirian system and Andromedas and all that, and there's different groups in the Andromedan system as well. So and I have full memory of them, of these lives, and so, yeah, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of recreating that at Isetti, that same, Lahar Foundation. Lahar was actually a retreat center in the Orion system. That was a beautiful retreat center, very artistic, very loving people, operate under universal law, very intently spiritual. A lot of it was underground, and then the top was preserved for, it's like nut trees and fruit trees everywhere. It's all permaculture and everything, and creeks and rivers, and then you go down underneath, and it's beautiful even underneath, so it was a very unique place. I'd love to do that same thing here.
Do you know much about any involvement that ascended masters have had with the founding of America and with things like being the ghost composers behind the beautiful classical music creations of Beethoven and other luminaries of centuries past?
Yeah, definitely. There's inspiration comes from these beings on in everything. Science, healing, the arts, music. The Constitution was divinely inspired. A lot of it came out of the Algonquin or Cherokee Nation, kind of that area. There's been so much. I had a woman, a really good friend of mine, and she taught piano. And she would be playing her piano, and she'd start playing, and she'd have like Mozart come in or somebody, and she would totally embody them and channel them as she was playing.
Wow.
And you start laughing, you feel this real giddy energy and everything. You go, God, what is going on? Because she goes, yeah, I channel them when I play.
That's so cool.
And so So yeah, I mean, we have this gigantic phone book out there with all the masters, all the artists, scientists, everything that we can tune into, and pretty much what Tesla did. You know, he even said that. Einstein said the same thing.
All right, last question. Do you know if Saint Germain is a legitimate ascended being who has been doing good things behind the scenes for a long time, or a dark side, decades-long CIA New Age psyop?
Yeah, like yes and yes. So a lot of people have abused the name Saint Germain and have used it to create all kinds of programs and things like that. You know, it's whenever I see somebody, when I hear the word Saint Germain, I kind of grab my wallet and run. But and I'm not undermining Saint Germain. Now, there's different stories about Saint Germain. One said he was an alchemist and he had some abilities to transmute, you know, gems and things like that, and in the past. And I guess he created some forever elixir or something like that. They say he's still alive today. There's so many stories around that, but I know there was two things: the Saint Germain, the Ashtar thing. Both of those got so convoluted and taken over and mixed up that I just stay away from them personally. I'm not trying to condemn them. I'm just saying, if you don't feel the love and the high frequency come with these things, then don't just let yourself be taken away or sucked into these things, you know, because when Mary comes in, there's no doubt her energy. You feel it. You feel the love and the healing and these other beings when they come in. I mean, there's no doubt, but there have been a lot of names that have been usurped and used and abused, and whole religions have been created around them, and so you have to, you know, just use discernment and all this, and discern through the heart and what it feels like, you know, because it's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. So anyway, the main thing is get away from the external gods and masters and become the master. All the external masters want you to become the master. They want you to make your own personal connection with greater, great spirit, God, whatever you want to create it, call it, you know, and create it. It's true. Man created God in his own image, or man, woman, you know, but anyway, it's really important that people make their own personal connection and get their own inner guidance. And that's what we teach. And everything we teach is to empower the individual, you know, through the self-mastery ambassador trainings, which are coming up. So check out the website. All right. So on that note, we've got to sign off. Have a great evening and pay attention and practice loving detachment, because it's going to get really crazy out there as everything comes up to be seen for what it is. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.